So there's a poll today. What fad do you want to see make a comeback? Pubic hair. That's what this person said. Bring that back. But it actually said public hair, and it was auto-corrected to pubic hair.
Public. Oh, you know what? I'd rather public hair.
I want everybody to look like the Natalie and Brulia in Torn video. Even men. Especially men. Tube tops. Tube tops should make a comeback. I agree.
No. As a girl who wore tube tops, they were, I mean, I wore them because like everybody was wearing them, but those were the dumbest things on the planet because boys would run over and pull them down. And we didn't even have boobs yet. But still, we all wore tube tops and boys would pull, they would run over. They were so easy to pull down. No.
Now you would
No. Do not bring back tube tops.
You would do 10 years for doing that to a girl in 2022. there wouldn't be no ha, 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 and laughing and running away. There would be actual jail time.
I know. So what's the statute of limitations on pulling somebody's tube top down? Do I have something against
Stewie
Mazur?
My 10-year-old friend right now should be doing. He should still be in jail from when he was 10 years old. What are you in jail for? I pulled Cooper's tube top down. Did you actually see the boobs? Yeah. And you had to do time for that? Yeah. Were they attractive boobs at least? No, dude, it so wasn't worth it.
No, she was 4.
It so wasn't worth it. Even when she was 34, it still wasn't worth it. Leg warmers. It's cold outside, bring back leg warmers.
What do you mean bring back? Everybody wears those. Oh, everybody wears them. Not only do I wear them, but that's a huge trend right now. You wear leg warmers with socks and like Mary Jane shoes. You wear it with a skirt. You walk around New York, it's all leg warmers.
Blockbuster video, yes. On a Friday, Blockbuster video in the horror section. That was the place to be.
Why the horror section?
I don't know, because it was so cool.
But, okay, so what you're telling me is you want to go out on a cold night, like here in New York, it's 12 degrees tonight. So instead of just laying in my bed and pulling up Netflix or Prime or watching whatever movie I want or the hundreds of movies I have access to on my television from my bed, I'm supposed to leave my house in 12 degree weather and try to find a Blockbuster that I have a finite time to watch that video and then return it. Otherwise, I get a fee.
Because it was exciting. Then you had to wait in line, and then you had to rewind it. I missed those days.
Yeah, nobody wants that. That doesn't sound exciting. Nobody wants to rewind stuff or wait in line.
And you have to watch the whole movie because you spent good money on it. Now, I don't wait 5 seconds into a movie. I'm like, I'll find something else.
That's good. That's a good thing. You don't waste your time.
There's always stop. Especially on Netflix. Netflix, you have after the credits and that's it. People want treason back.
Like literally nobody
Those
wants
gold
treason back.
Ashtrays at Burger King. Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe that. Because those were good. You put your gum in there.
That's exactly what I did with them. I put my gum in them. Yeah, you would walk into McDonald's and there would be an ashtray on the table.
Yeah, think about that. Like, there's an entire generation that if you explain to them that you'd walk into a McDonald's and, like, people would be sitting there just smoking away while their kids were sitting there eating a Big Mac. Like, a kid's eating a Big Mac and the mom's just puffing away on a cigarette. Like, you can't even imagine
it
now.
Into your kid's face.
Yep, eat right into the food. Fries.
You are not leaving until you're done eating.
And then you ash in their milkshake.
Well, no, you take the ashtray and you dump it in the milkshake before you throw it away. Yeah, that's what we would do. But we would sit there on a Friday night for like 4 hours when we were kids, just smoking away. When long hair was a sign of rebellion.
Oh, yeah. What's rebellion now? You know, there was a time when tattoos were a sign of rebellion. Now, I mean, I have a friend who's a nurse, and she's like, she's telling me like how she has to wear a long sleeve shirt under her shirt because she has sleeves of tattoos. I mean, she went to Catholic school. You know, she's a nurse. There's no rebellion there. Meanwhile, she has sleeves of tattoos. It's like, girl, yeah, no, there's the fact that you are from the last part of the generation where tattoos kind of meant you might be a bad boy. Now, literally everybody has tattoos.
Yeah, when I started getting tattoos, it was, my mom didn't want to look at me anymore. She, you're not going to be buried in a cemetery. Mom, we're not Jewish. Yeah, my mom actually said, you're not going to heaven. And I said, well, your father had more tattoos than I have because he was a World War II guy. And all those guys had sleeves of tattoos. So, yeah, I was a rebel back then. But now it's like your mom's got a tattoo now.
Exact. No, 100%. Like, everyone's mom has a tattoo. Everyone's grandma has a tattoo now. It's not rebellion anymore to get a tattoo. It's just kind of like joining in with everybody else. You know that Dr. Seuss book, The Starbelly Sneeches?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what the book is about, basically. It's like the Starbelly Sneeches were like, it was unusual to have a star on your belly, but then all the Sneeches got stars on their belly. So then it was no longer interesting or unique to have a star on your belly. And the way to be a unique Starbelly Sneech was to not have a star on your belly.